Chapter 4. When I woke up on Wednesday morning, Ida was packing my clothes into a suitcase. Papa was dead a week, Shiva was over, and she was giving me up. I pretended I was still asleep and watched her. There wasn't much to pack, only the suit I wore to Papa's funeral, a change of underwear, Gideon's cast-off knickers that didn't fit me yet, and my winter coat, which was too short in the arms and which barely buttoned across my chest. She didn't pack Papa's carving or my treasure box, so I got up and put them on top of my clothes. I didn't ask where I was going. Wherever it was, it would be an improvement. The suitcase was Papa's banged-up big one, which he'd brought with him to this country. If I'd owned anything heavy, it would have gone right through the worn fiberboard covering. Ida snapped the suitcase shut. "I'm sorry, Dave," she said, straightening up, "but I can't buy food and pay the rent by myself. If I don't have you, I can be a boarder somewhere." I nodded. Abe would understand. He would never understand. But I did. She was a louse, and Gideon was a louse, and Uncle Jack and my other relatives were lice. "You'll have enough to eat at the home." "Home? The home?" She meant, "Let's go. The orphanage is..." I was a fool never to have thought of it before. I never even thought of myself as an orphan. But what else was I? An orphanage. Papa would die all over again if he knew. But maybe it would be better to be an orphan in an orphanage than an orphan living with Ida. Maybe not. The orphanage was way uptown. We had to take the subway, 13 blocks away on Lafayette Street. As we walked, I said goodbye to the neighborhood. In my mind, not out loud, I said goodbye to Ike, the produce peddler who was hollering about his juicy lemons. Goodbye to the Turkish candy peddler and his delicious halva. Goodbye to the horse, stamping its feet in front of the dry goods cart. Goodbye to the laundry hanging out a million windows. To the roasted corn man and the sweet smell of his corn.